the question everyone wants to know: when will the sardine be here?
Yes. Can you control that? You can't.
You can't control it, but my predictions, I would say middle of June.
You're listening to The Deep Dive. I'm Vanessa Green. Each week, we explore the world of South African fishing together, sharing expert advice, different ways to cast and catch, and the latest buzz from the water. Let's get into it.
So hey guys, welcome to another Deep Dive, and this time we are deep diving with a man we have dubbed Saltwater Harry, son of a dolphin, Aquaman, the sardine whisperer, the one and only Jace Governor. Jace, thank you so much for joining us.
How's it, Vinesh? Yeah, everyone seems to want to track me down this part of the year.
Yeah, there's a lot of tracking going on. You're tracking sardines. We are tracking you. We want to know all about it because, guys, let me just put you in the picture. When it comes to sardines, there's virtually no one better than this guy going and tracking the fish, right? And the sardines come around. There's a couple sardine episodes, but as we work with Jace, we've been working with Jace for a while, and that is why our news is legit and where it's accurate. So around this time of the year, we tend to get a lot of fake news going around. There's a lot of fake videos going around. We wanted to get the true, honest source. And now we're going to put this together in the form of a series. So we encourage you to keep on listening and seeing what's going on. Now, Jace, let's start off with the very basics, right? For someone that's new to the sardine run, someone that doesn't know about the sardine run, someone that needs to know, what is it about the sardine run that makes it all over all on the socials, everyone talking about it, people standing on the side of the road, people waiting, people wanting to get hold of you? Let's start off with that.
So Vinesh, I can put in very colorful words, but the words that I'm going to tell you is not going to do justice to it. You actually need to be there and see kids, women, men, everyone, people who hate even going into the water or don't like to get sand between their toes, right, are in the water using their every bit of their clothes, their buckets, to get one of those silver fish, yeah, into their bucket. When the net is net, you get an overflow of sardine, and this is what people want to grab. They want to be part of the action. The anglers are there for the sharks, are there for the edibles. It is just total mayhem.
Surely they're not just there to eat a sardine, Jason.
It's a sardine. I think it, because it comes once a year, it's here for about 2 months.
Yeah.
It's become a delicacy in KZN. Not even in KZN. People in Johannesburg, in Limpopo, in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Call me up. Jace, can you put sardines into a plane in an ice box and send it to me? And literally the sardines go all over the country, the ones that are caught in KZN. For some reason, the sardines in the warmer water tastes better.
Okay. And
people love it. Straight from the ocean, clean, fried, and before it leaves the beach, most of the time it's cooked.
Now, are there shoals like this anywhere else? Why do people in South Africa get so excited?
So Australia also has a big migration of sardines.
Yeah.
But not netted the way we netted, where it comes onto the beach. It's more the bigger trawlers and things that scoop them up. But if you go into Europe, some of the European countries, some of the African countries like West Africa, there's sardines, or there's different types of sardines that are all year round there.
Okay. Now,
this fish is always there. They're always netting it. And it's become a norm. So no one really worries about it.
So now that sardines that's elsewhere, is it a sardine? It's not an anchovy, it's not a red eye or a mackerel or whatever. It's a sardine.
It's a sardine.
Oh, we just get super hyped up about it because it tastes better, it's a lot more frisky, and we get to pick it off the beach.
You get to pick your own catch, and you get to clean it, you get to cook it. That's what it's about. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's free fun for everybody. Anybody and everybody who wants to come down there.
Yeah.
It's free fun running along the beach, looking for the sardine, chasing the netters. It's more like cowboys and crooks. I didn't see. You can use those words. People are like, hey, where are the sardines going to be? And everyone's, I found the sardine first. Some guys goes in total opposite directions. Yeah. And just that they went in the opposite direction and they didn't get to be in the sardine show, the next day they're more amped because they want to be there.
Yes, of course.
It's a nice cat and mouse game.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to be on the sardine.
Now, I've chased the sardines with you for a couple of years, although it's supposedly our winter. It's still beautiful weather when the sardines are coming out. We're barefoot on the beach, standing in the water. The fish are swimming through our legs, through our fingers. This is something definitely to plan for our, school holidays or whatever it may be.
So generally in the winter months, June, July, August, September, we see a lot of offshore, so you get a lot of glassy conditions. there's not too much of rain, and so you don't get your rivers don't come down so much, bringing sediment and brown water.
Yes.
So you're crystal clear offshore, smooth conditions most of the times. You do get a few cold fronts coming through, and our temperatures, atmospheric temperatures, around 23, 22 degrees. The water temperature is about 20, 19.
Yeah.
So it's maybe winter for us. It's summer in the rest of the world.
Okay, I get you. All right. So let's, while we're on that topic, let's talk about the migration of the sardines. Where do they start off from? How small are they? And by the time they get to us during that June, July period, what was their travel route? How much do they grow? What makes them so, what makes them come closer to our coastline? Let's put it that way.
When I say me, I'm deciding to start.
Well, I'm going to start whistling to them and they say, come boy.
The sardine spends most of the time the cold waters off the Cape. You get different biomasses of sardines.
How far down the Cape? What sort of areas in the Cape are we talking about?
Deep off the Western Cape, and you get two or three different biomasses. Some goes up the West Coast.
Yes.
And that's predominantly the sardine that we get back as bait.
Okay.
So those are netted by big trawlers and we get it back as bait. And then the sardine that we get migrates down the East Coast. Towards the East Coast, they come looking for, we say, winter colder water. For them, it's the warmer water. At the right temperature, they come to spawn. So they generally come in and around Port Elizabeth, Port Alfred, and starts hugging the coastline because the water temperatures start to improve and it gets a little bit higher. And they follow that. Our cold water is warmer water for them.
Okay, so now around what time of the year are we talking about?
So
we start around start of the year, like January, or they just running from the end of this winter sardine run, for example?
And so they start migrating from around about May all the way, start making their way down into our coastline. Mm. And they're coming here simply because they want to spawn. So they migrate down the East Coast. And remember, they're just ticking a biological box. This is what they know. This is what their parents and grandparents, if I could use those terms, have done.
It's like in the DNA.
Yes, that's part of their DNA. They're just ticking a box. They come down to the East Coast, they spawn, and they go back up to the cooler waters off the Western Cape.
Now, this whole time, are they being chased by predators? Are they feeding on plankton, right?
Yes, they feed on plankton.
Okay.
They are filter feeders, and if you ever get a chance to get on a boat, you watch them, this fish like the sardine, the mackerel, the red eye, and how they feed, similar to a whale. So a smaller version of that, a filter feeders.
Okay.
If you want to scope it up bigger, you can make it look bigger. A whale, just like our whale feeds on plankton, a sardine also feeds on plankton. So something that's a couple of tons and something that's basically a couple of grams feeding on the same small little plankton in the ocean.
Feel sorry for the plankton.
Yeah.
Okay, now as they're going through this migration, they are being chased by predators, or do the predators only come when we start eating that cooler water?
So the predators are always there, no matter where in the ocean they are. That's how the vicious cycle of the food chain.
Right.
There'll always be sharks, there'll always be dolphins, there'll always be seals. They all feed on sardine.
So this is the reason why, as that sardines are coming through, we start getting all that game fish and stuff coming through with it.
Yes. So what happens is, with the sardines come the migration of, we call them bronze whalers, copper sharks. Mm. They migrate from West Cape and they come down with the sardines. You get your common dolphins that will migrate with them. You'll get a whole lot of fish like your yellowtail, your barracuda, your snook, your all game fish comes down and feed.
Right.
Even your shad will feed of them. The sardines that die, you'll get the smaller fish like the blacktails, the carantines, the pinkies eating them.
Brilliant.
Crustaceans feeding on them.
Ah.
And obviously, it's us. We feed on them as well.
Of course. All right. So now we know the migration. And now you're going to be tracking this migration. I know you've been tracking this migration a couple months already. Let's talk about your resources that goes into figuring out when the fish are coming, whether we are getting fish, how big the shoals are, when we can start getting super excited. Right? As if we're not excited enough right now, when are we going to go completely bonkers? What's your sources?
I'll start off by saying, get excited. The fish is on its way.
Look.
There is a large shoals seen just south of Kymouth. So Kymouth, Morgan's Bay, all the way to East London, to Port Alfred. There's sardines, there's dolphins, there's the gannets, all feeding on them. Gannets are the birds that you see dive bombing on there.
Yes.
So they're all there. It's all signs. The sardine is there. There's been sardine netted off Port Elizabeth already by the guys who do per se netting, or the trawlers off PE have netted sardine already. So the sardine is definitely coming.
Now, when that happens, would they leave some for us?
Oh, yes, it's more than enough. Yeah. What probably not even 1% gets netted on their migration to our coast.
Okay.
Most 99% of them will return.
Oh, okay.
Safely to come back another day.
So now you got your spotters all over the place, or are you flying up and down? Or are you driving up and down? How are you tracking this?
Like I say, we talk to the trawlers out in PE.
Yeah.
They'll give us information on the movement. We'll talk to local commercial fishermen there. And then along the coastline, we've got other colleagues and fishermen that gives us information. As soon as they start coming around where they are now, East London, then we know the fish is going to come across. Once they pass Kymouth, they back in the Transkei, as we know as Transkei.
Yes.
So that's when we would either drive, we fly up to the Transkei. So we'll take charter planes from Margate to fly to look at the sardine and their movement. And we generally do this once or twice a month, depends on how fast they're moving. If the sardine does not move, we also fly up, or we take a boat, get up there from Port Edwin and go and have a look at it, at what's happening with the sardine, why they're not moving. We check the water temperatures in the area compared to the water temperatures in our coastline. We'll sometimes find a difference of 2 degrees. KZN is 22 and the Transkei is 20. And especially around the waterfall bluff, the hole in the wall area, where the water temperatures are a little bit cooler, we find the fish holding there. And then it takes a few cold fronts to push them. A few cold fronts will push them. It also moves the cooler water and bring the cooler water closer into our shore. And this fish comes in, followed by the sharks, the whales, the dolphins, the birds, all chasing them. If someone's chasing you, you look for shelter. Shelter is in white water, turbulent water along the coastline, where they can
shallow water,
where they, these shoals can find some sort of protection. And we find them on the KZN coastline. And then on the KZN coastline, you've got commercial netters. There's 17 licensed netters that go out and net the sardine once a year. I think the question everyone wants to know and is asking, when will the sardine be here?
Yes. can you control that? You can't.
You can't control it, but my predictions, I would say middle of June, provided we have a couple more cold fronts, middle of June. We could see a few pilot shoals that sneaked in, rock up a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But middle to the end of June, we should see most of the fish on the KZN coastline. Yes, when the sardine's out there, it's netting sardine is a whole different game.
Sure.
It's
absolutely
a dangerous game. It's an expensive game.
Yeah.
And it's a very knowledgeable game. There's very few people in the country that can actually go out there and net sardine.
That's a perfect way to round off this episode of The Deep Dive, because when we chat next, we're going to deep dive into that exact same topic.
Yeah.
The safety aspects, the commercial aspects, the risks involved.
The tourism aspects,
yes.
The do's and don'ts.
Yes.
Those go, we'll touch a lot on that, because a safety comes first, not just for the netters, also for all the other beach users, fishermen, surfers, bathers, people that just want to come spend time on the side. We need to emphasize the safety aspect of it.
Absolutely. This one, yeah, we all know about the hype. We know they're coming through. Now we're going to get into the real business of the sardine run. So make sure to tune in for our next episode of The Deep Dive, where we will be sitting down with Jace again and talking more about the sardines as they come closer to us. So until the next one.
That's it for this week on The Deep Dive. If you're after the latest catches and hotspots, don't miss the Angler News SA podcast. Until next time, let's fish for the future.